KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyFit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you working on this blistery summer day? If it's your house, you are in the right place because that's what we're doing. In fact, we just put down the tools to turn on the microphones and talk to you guys. So we're taking a little break here from the heat and the AC at the studio. But if you got a question, we'd love for you to hop inside and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or if you're in the middle of a project and you're, hey, listening to us on the roof, as long as you're careful, you could dial up 888-MONEYPIT right from your cell phone and get through to us, and maybe we'll help you get off that roof. Whatever project you're working on, give us a call right now, 1-888-666-3974. We are here to help you, to advise you, to guide you, to be your cheerleaders, and help you get going on this project and mark it done. Help yourself first, though, by getting in touch with us, either by calling 888-MONEYPIT or posting your question at moneypit.com. Okay, coming up on today's show, which, by the way, is episode 2018 episode that we've done.
It's a much better year.
Yeah, it was a better year back then.
It is.
Back then, before the pandemic. This time of year, though, there's a lot of towns that are in summer that are imposing limits on outdoor water use, right? And when that happens, you kind of wonder if your lawn is destined for failure. Is it going to become like this dead, dry wasteland of a yard? Well, it won't as long as you avoid one thing. We're going to tell you what you need to know to conserve water and still have a beautiful yard throughout a possible drought.
And if you're lucky enough to have a built-in pool, you might not feel quite as lucky when you have to pay the bills to heat that pool. We're going to tell you how you can use a free energy source to heat your pool and extend that swimming season.
And if you're thinking about taking on a tile project this summer, well, choosing the right look is only part of the project. We're going to give you some tips on how to choose the best type of tile for your project just ahead.
And we're giving away one of my favorite tools this hour because I use these a lot on a lot of projects. And I'm talking about the Arrow GT300 glue gun. And it was named the best glue gun in Popular Mechanics 2020 Tool Awards. And we've got one to give away this hour so you can get started on pretty much a ton of craft home improvement projects immediately when it arrives at your door.
Yeah, so basically we're saying stick around. Could win a glue gun. Get it? Make that you. Call us now, 1-888-MONEYFIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Lots of folks want to talk to us, Leslie. Who's first?
Carol in California is on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I have an old house that's high off the ground, and it's one of the houses that when they dismantled the camps, you know, they took houses out and people bought them and set them up. And it's all open underneath, and it is freezing cold in the winter and very hot in the summer. Is there something that I can do underneath the house.
So there's no insulation?
No, I don't think so. Very little, if any.
Yeah. Are there open? Is it like a sort of open floor joist? Like, do you see the floor joist when you look under and up?
You know what? I haven't been under the house.
Yeah. Well, look, you got to get somebody under there, Carol, to see what the structure is. But we have the technology, okay? You know, if it's
okay.
A standard floor joist construction, you can add insulation in between the floor joist. And then under that, you could use 2-inch insulating foam board and then nail that to the bottom of the floor. And that would seal up the floor from the cold air that's getting up in there. And that would also take a look at the attic to make sure that that's insulated. And you just may have a house that needs a few very basic energy-saving improvements to it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that information. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we're heading down to Florida, where Will is dealing with some unexpected visitors, daddy long-legged spiders. How can we help you?
Hot in the garage, and there's a lot of daddy long-legs. I tried spraying a couple of different things inside the garage, and they seem to keep coming back, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can give you a recipe for a sort of a natural way to deter them, and that is if you take a cup of white vinegar and a third cup of vanilla extract, if you put that in a spray bottle and you shake it and spray the areas where the daddy long legs have been spotted indoors and out, that smell, that combination of the vinegar and vanilla is really offensive to them, and it will repel the insects without you having to add any additional toxins to your environment. The other thing to do is sort of basic cleaning, in the sense that when you see the spiders in the nest, make sure you're vacuuming them up. That's the easiest way to get rid of them and to keep that space as dry as you can. And then finally, you could use sticky traps as well. Sticky traps, if you lay them where you start to see them collect, they will get stuck to them and they won't go any further. So there is a few ways for you to deal with it. Does that help?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
All right, excellent. Well, good luck with the project.
Now we've got Janet in Georgia on the line who wants to help with a decking project. What's going on at your money pit?
I just had a deck built last month, and already some of the boards are kind of shrinking because it's been raining on and off a little bit.
Okay.
And I was wondering when it would be the best time to stain the wood. Is it that I'm staining it against the water, or I'm just staining it in general?
Okay. Do you know what material your deck was made out of?
We bought the wood at Home Depot. It was supposed to be a pre-treated wood.
So just a pressure-treated lumber.
Pressure-treated. That's correct.
Okay. So really what I always do with the pressure-treated lumber, just because of the fact that, you know, they inject a different type of chemical into the wood itself to make it weather resistant. So it can be a little wet. And since you're dealing with a high moisture situation in your weather anyway, you might just want to give it the summer season to sort of dry out as best it can. And then in the autumn, when you're dealing with some drier, low humidity weather, it could be a great time to put a finish on it. Now, you do want to let it dry out. So if you're dealing with some wet weather as you're getting into a weekend that you want to work on the project, wait until you've had a good few days of dryness and you know it's going to be dry the day you're working, so that that wood does get a chance to dry out. And then depending on how it looks and the look that you want, I definitely wouldn't paint it, because paint is just going to sit right on top of that lumber and then just peel off throughout the winter season, and, you know, you'll have to do something again in the spring.
Right. I really didn't want painting because I just like the look of the wood, and I know that there's something that I have to do every so often. They tell me every year I'd have to stain it or something.
It really depends on what manufacturer's stain that you buy. And keep in mind, there's solid color stains and there's semi-transparent stains. So if you want to see the grain in the wood, you'll want to go with something more semi-transparent so that you'll actually get some color or just some natural tone, and you'll be able to see that grain through it. And you want to apply it just in the way that the manufacturer says. And you're probably going to get about 3 years on horizontal surfaces, maybe 5 on vertical before you've got to tackle it again. Depends on how dry that lumber is on that decking when you do, you know, put the stain on.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, are you facing a water shortage in your part of the nation and you want to save your lawn from becoming a dry wasteland? Well, it is possible as long as you don't do one thing. We'll tell you what that is and how you can conserve water and still have that beautiful yard when the Money Pit returns. Need a little break from the news of the day? Join us on the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast for tips, ideas, and inspiration to make your home the best it can be.
From our home to yours, we'll share easy DIY projects you can tackle without ever leaving your home. From simple kitchen and bath spruce-ups to creating comfortable outdoor rooms, painting, decor, and more.
Plus, we'll answer your questions and even provide tips on simple repairs. Subscribe to the Money Pit wherever you get your podcasts or go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we invite you to subscribe to the Money Pit Podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. You'll get two new episodes every week, and it's available wherever you get your pods. Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around because we are giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun. This is a high temp glue gun that's heavy duty and it's durable. It's good for pros and DIYers. We like that it heats up fast. It's got a drip resistant nozzle. Oh my gosh. I so appreciate that because I'm always dripping hot glue on something, usually part of my body too, like my leg or my hand or something. You get used to like sucking up the pain. heels,
that
right?
is why you keep a dish of ice water right next to you.
Oh, that's smart. Well, see, I'm not that smart, so I just suck up the pain until it cures. But it's cool. It's ergonomically designed. It's also comfortable to use. You know, my hand always cramps up because I'm trying to keep pressure on the glue stick. This is designed so that doesn't happen. And it's got a really tight nose design, so if you're trying to get in a hard-to-reach corner or you need a little extra reach in a tight work area, you got it. So great tool. It's good for school and craft projects, home repairs, carpentry, you name it. It's worth $49. Going to go out to you if you pick up the phone and we draw your name out of the Money Pit hard hat. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right. Now we've got Ben in Nebraska on the line who's dealing with a hot attic. Tell us what's going on.
My attic temperature has been peaking at about 45 to 48 above ambient temperature. And I can describe what kind of roof. It's a hip roof, and it's probably about 42 feet long. And I've got like 13 feet of ridge up above, and I was just wondering what would be the way to go, a ridge vent or a wind turbine or maybe electric roof fan?
Okay, well, first of all, a hip roof is among the most difficult types of roofs to vent because you have such a small ridge. That said, what I would do is make sure that you have a continuous ridge vent on that ridge. That's the first part. The second part is you need to make sure you have continuous soffit vents all around the overhang at the edge of the roof, because the air theoretically will enter the soffit, go up under the roof sheathing, and exit at the ridge. Does that make sense?
Well, it was a place built in 76, and it had vinyl soffitting put over it and darn few vents. And I just recently got done putting some extra soffit space in there, but that didn't really seem to make any difference.
Well, are the soffits fully vented right now, Ben?
No. Start with the old holes. They put in a couple panels of vented.
Oh, so they covered the old wood soffits with ventilated panels? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the old wood soffits were about 14 by 6, and there was like three on the long end and two on the short.
Yeah, you have. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen this many times. In fact, when I was a home inspector, I used to check for this by sort of pressing up on that soft vinyl soffit. It looks all pretty and vented to find solid plywood underneath. It's a problem. You really have to take the vinyl soffit material down and remove all of the old wood soffit material so that now it's fully open. And then you can put the vinyl perforated soffit material back up, and you'll have a fully vented soffit. You can't just put vented vinyl on top of wood soffit that has even vents sort of cut into it, because you're just not getting enough airflow in. With a hip roof, the best place to get airflow is at those soffits, and if they're choked off, it's never going to be cool up there. So I would start by opening up those soffits and adding a good quality ridge vent. Take a look at the vents that are made by CertainTeed, the Air Vent Corporation. And I say that because those vents have sort of a baffle design that improves the negative pressure at the ridge, which helps draw more air out of it. I don't like the ridge vents that look kind of like corrugated cardboard. They don't have enough cross ventilation, enough way to get air out. I like to see vents that are big and fully open so that the air can really pull out of that. But I think a good quality ridge vent and soffit vents that are properly open all around is really going to solve this issue for you, Ben, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, with all the water shortages across the nation, many towns are imposing limits on outdoor water use in the summer, and homeowners are wondering how to avoid having their yards turn into a dead, dry wasteland. Well, you can conserve water and still have a beautiful yard, and it all starts with your soil.
That's right. So the first step may be to amend your soil so that the plants don't need as much water. Now, soil amendment is pretty much just a fancy word for something you mix into the soil to improve it. And if you've got sandy, gravelly, or decomposed, like granity kind of soil, you can help it hold water and nutrients better by adding a well-decomposed material like compost or aged manure or peat. And if you've got soil that's more clay-like, you can improve its aeration and filtration by adding something that's fibrous, like composted wood chips and peat and straw. You also want to pay attention to the soil pH. It really controls how available nutrients are for a plant to use. And for about $20, you can get a soil test online that covers covers pH and a bunch of other categories, so you'll know exactly where you're starting and what you might need to do to improve it.
All right, so now that you have good soil, now you've got to choose plants that are, one, native to your region, and two, able to thrive in your area's heat zone. Now, native plants are more likely to withstand drought conditions with limited damage. And finally, we've got to talk about watering. You know, it's important to make sure that the water you give your plants is going to be as effective as possible. So you can use drip irrigation rather than overhead watering. Your plants are going to take in water more efficiently when you apply it directly to the root rather than to the leaves. And watering directly at the root also conserves water that could be lost to evaporation or runoff during overhead watering. Now, if you water early in the day, preferably before 6 a.m., that's also going to prevent evaporation. Watering towards the evening really isn't good because if a plant goes to bed while the roots are still wet, it could develop a fungal disease, and then that's not going to be great for anything.
The key here is to water deeply but infrequently. A good soaking once a week should be plenty. And finally, here's the one thing you never want to do to a lawn when you have a drought. You know what that is? Walk on it. Even though it looks dead and dry and brown, it will turn green quickly when you start watering it again. But if you walk on that dead, brown, dry grass, you truly will kill it, and it will not come back until the following season. So if we get into a drought situation, try to limit the areas of your lawn that you're walking on. Stick to the paths if you can. If you keep the kids and the pets off the lawn and yourself, it's going to come back real quick as soon as you can water it again.
Now we've got Terry in Pennsylvania on the line who's got a gutter issue. Tell us what's going on.
I have white aluminum gutters, and on the gutters that face the southern exposure, the part of the gutter that faces out is turning black, and there's like where the water runs off it.
Right.
It's like a dark gray, and just water drips all along the face of the gutter.
So does it seem like the gutters are overflowing and the water is coming over the top and getting these sort of drip marks? Is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, I have it. What's called like a gutter insert to keep the leaves out.
Uh-huh.
And I know that, well, I'm pretty sure that that's not causing it because I had the same problem when I lived on Long Island, and it was only the gutters that faced south. And on Long Island, we had a white aluminum top to the gutter to keep the leaves out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the water would roll off of that and then go into the, it would be caught into the gutter. So it's a different type of leaf system, but I'm still having the same black drip.
Right. Okay, so first of all, I would make sure that the gutters are not blocked and the water isn't backing up and overflowing that particular gutter so that because that water rolling over the top of it can get behind it, it can rot out your fascia. The dark stains are probably from the water and tree sap and everything else that gets into those gutters. The gutters also fade quite easily. The paint wears off and fades quite easily. So I don't think it's a stain that you're going to actually have to be able to clean. I think what you're going to end up having to do here, Terry, is repaint those gutters. So what I would do is I would wash them down with a trisodium phosphate, get as much of that gunk off, then I would prime them and I would paint them again. But do make sure that they're not clogged because that can be leading to the problem.
Right, yeah. No, they're definitely not clogged. And I tried scrubbing it. The ones that aren't on the second story where it's worse, but the ones that are on the first story, I tried cleaning it with like a Fantastic, and it bleaches the stain a little bit, but I didn't realize that the aluminum gutters, was it like a hydrostatic or electrostatic painting process?
What happens is, and you'll see this, if you take the gutter and you wipe your hand over it, you'll probably get some white paint that will come off. It oxidizes because it's exposed to UV. And so the paint doesn't tend to last more than maybe 10 years or so on an aluminum gutter. So I think, though, if you clean off as much of the stain as you can, prime it and paint it, it'll look great.
All right, great. I'll give it a try.
Terry, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Get in on the fun with all the home improvement questions, tips, tricks. We are here to give a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, solar energy can help heat a home on the cheap, but it can also help heat your swimming pool. We'll share some details next.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at the Money Pit at 888-MONEY PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can download the Home Advisor app to get instantly matched with top local pros for any home project. You can read reviews and book appointments online for free.
888-666-3974.
Harold in Illinois needs some help with drywall repair. What can we do for you?
What I'm really want to know is, I hear different stories about fiber mesh and paper, you know, for drywall. And my experience has been maybe fiber mesh isn't for corners and butt joints and things of that nature. Maybe that's just for paper. But which one's stronger?
Now, Harold, I'm going to say this in a way that I hope doesn't offend anybody, but I feel like both are really great for a seaming application or repair in drywall. It depends on the skill level of the person doing the seaming, repairing application of either the paper or the fiberglass. Both are going to do a great job. It's just that with paper tape, there's a little bit more finesse as to how it needs to be applied, how it needs to be sanded, reapplied, feathered out, to make sure that that tape really stands up and does a good job. With the fiberglass, you know, that mesh tape, it sort of has, you know, the openings in the mesh itself allow for, you know, the compound to get in and behind it and really stick around. You still have to do sanding and layers and, you know, have some finesse there as well. But, you know, it almost requires an artisan to do the paperwork. That's why I think when it comes to an average do-it-yourselfer, we tend to lead towards the mesh.
Okay. That works.
All right, Harold, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, swimming pools can sometimes need a little heat boost to be comfortable, but that heat can be costly. The good news is that you can heat your pool on the cheap by taking advantage of the free energy provided by the sun.
Yeah, first of all, you've got to put that pool cover to work. You want to use it every night. That's going to help hold in solar heat that's absorbed by the pool water during the day, and that's going to increase the pool's average temperature by 4 to 5 degrees. Now, to soak up maximum heat during the day, pools should be uncovered and in full sun between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. If nearby trees are interfering with that amount of sun exposure, try to trim them back when you can to allow for that much sun.
You can also tap into even more free energy by adding a solar pool heating system. But even if you just adjust your routine with pool covers, you could harness enough heat to actually extend that swimming season by up to 6 weeks.
Dixie in Illinois has a question regarding a crack in the basement and the possibility of it caving in. Dixie, are you calling us from like a pile of rubble, or are you just concerned?
I'm actually concerned because it started out with just hairline cracks, you know, following along the concrete blocks, and there's cracks in each corner of the foundation above ground, as well as these cracks in the walls below in the basement. But the cracks are getting bigger and bigger. I mean, there's some of them that are gaping, you know, like I want to even say an inch and a half, 2 inches.
You have an inch and a half crack. You mean width? It's open an inch and a half.
You can't see through the crack. But the walls are bending in. We've even put, like, reinforcement.
All right, so horizontally, like the cracks are horizontal and they're bending in, Dixie?
Most of the ones that are bending in are horizontal, yes. But the cracks do go up and down as well.
All right, so you need to immediately contact a structural engineer and have the foundation inspected. This sounds serious. I can tell you that typically horizontal cracks are caused by frost heave, where the drainage conditions are poor at the outside of the house, water collects there, soil freezes and pushes in. But you have that many cracks, and those cracks are that significant. You need not a contractor. I want you to find a structural engineer. You're just hiring this guy to inspect the home and prepare a report discussing the condition of the foundation. And if repairs are needed, the engineer should specify those repairs. Then you can bring a contractor in to follow the engineer's specification and make the repairs. And then finally, make sure you bring the structural engineer back to inspect and certify that they were done correctly. Because at this point, unless you follow those steps just like that, you're going to have a serious deficit to the home value. So that's why if you have it inspected by a structural engineer, repaired by a contractor per the engineer's specs, and certified by the engineer as okay, you have kind of a pedigree for that repair you can pass on to future home buyers. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay. But how do you find a structural engineer?
So there'll be local engineering companies. You could also check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, ASHI, ASHI.org. Now, those guys will not necessarily be a structural engineer, but there may be an engineer among them that's also a home inspector. All right. Thank you very much, Dixie. I hope that helps you out.
What are you working on? We would love to help you get that project done. So give us a call with anything. It's a home repair, home improvement, design, decor, outdoor decor, whatever it is. We are here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. And just ahead, if you're thinking about taking on a tile project, choosing the right look is only part of that project. We're going to have tips on how to choose the best type of tile in today's pro project presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the best local service pros in your area. Just download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Need new flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Got a question about a home project? We can help. Call us now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. Are you dealing with a leaky faucet, a cracked wall, or a lawn that just doesn't seem to want to mow itself?
Well,
Home, Home Advisor can match you with the best local pro for every project.
Definitely. Just download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around because we've got Leslie's favorite tool in the world, the Arrow GT300 glue gun. Leslie, why do you like this glue gun so much?
I mean, it's really a fantastic glue gun. First of all, it's going to heat your glue gun quickly. It's super heavy duty and it's durable, so you're not constantly replacing those craft store glue guns that you get and tend to just go through. It's going to heat up fast, plus it has a drip resistant nozzle and a glue control adjustable knob. So you can really get the right amount of glue without wasting glue, without unnecessarily burning something, burning yourself. It's a great design, so you don't have to squeeze the handle so hard to get a constant, even flow of glue. I mean, it's really great. It's good for a school project if you're supervising the kids. It's good for home design, decor, repair. I've always got one going at the shop in the studio for ABC. I've always got one at home. I feel like it's something that just helps to get all my projects done. And you can have one, too. It's worth $49. It's the Arrow GT300 glue gun, and it's going out to one lucky caller this hour.
Make that you. Pick up the phone. Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Eric in Arkansas is on the line and has a problem with smoke damage in his money pit. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I recently bought a foreclosure that's got some smoke and fire damage. And I was curious, is there a product or a special way that the walls need to be treated, some kind of special primer to cover up the smoke damage, to get rid of the smell, or do I have to gut the whole thing?
You know, one of the best primers for this particular purpose is made by Zinsser, and it's called BIN, B-I-N. And essentially, it's a synthetic shellac, and what it does is completely seal in the odor that's kind of soaked into that wall. So if you do a really good job applying this type of a primer, I think that the odor will go away, and you'll have a terrific base upon which to apply your sort of top coat of color.
Okay, Zinsser, is that what it's called?
Zinsser is a manufacturer, and their product is called BIN, B-I-N.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, are you planning on taking on a new tile project? If so, most of us start by selecting the tile colors and designs. But before you get that far, it's a good idea to understand the types of tile that are available to you. We're going to have tips on how to do just that in today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Leslie?
That's right. You know, for most tile projects, you're going to be deciding between two types, ceramic tile and porcelain tile. And it's important to understand that there's actually a difference there. Now, ceramic tile can be naturally colored, or if you leave them unglazed like a terracotta tile, or they can feature colored or highly designed surfaces, which you can then put a glaze on top of. Now, most ceramic tiles either have a white or a red body coloration underneath whatever that glazed colored top layer is. And since ceramic tiles are less dense, they are more susceptible to breaking if heavy objects fall on them, like pots and pans, which, you know, you're putting these tiles generally in a kitchen. And I have a ceramic tile. I have that unglazed saltillo, the terracotta tile in the kitchen, and they really do take a beating. But I find that they kind of still look good as even as they get the wear and tear.
It doesn't show, right? It doesn't show. Yeah. Now, the other popular option is porcelain tile. Now, porcelain tiles are made of porcelain clays, and they're fired at a much higher temperature than ceramic tiles, and that makes them really tough. They're more dense, they're less porous, they're a lot harder, and they're less prone to moisture and stain absorption than regular ceramic tiles. All reasons why most porcelain tiles are a good option for indoor and outdoor projects. Now, for both ceramic and porcelain tile, it is really important you choose the right underlayment. You can use a product like Fiber Fusion, which is a waterproof underlayment that absorbs that subfloor movement, and it's going to add strength to the mortar and prevent tile cracks.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has local pros for every project. Download the Home Advisor app and get started today. Now we're going to talk to Blair in Virginia, who's taking on a painting project. Tell us about the ceiling you're working on.
I pulled out my towel washer and decided to clean off the deck and the walls and the ceiling. And now the ceiling needs to be repainted. And it was originally painted with an oil-based paint. I would like to not use oil base. I would like to go over it with a water base, but I don't know, first off, if I can do that, or and what would be the best brands to look into.
So the first question is adhesion. What's the ceiling made out of? Is this a drywall ceiling, a wood ceiling? What is it?
It's a wood ceiling.
What kind of wood?
It's a plot-to-supply wood.
The first thing I would do, now that you've got this all cleaned off, is I would prime it, and I would use either an alkyd primer, which is water-based, or I would use an oil primer, just the primer. The primer, it's important that it sticks really, really well. And it's also important that it adheres to whatever was there initially. And, you know, through the life of that ceiling, it may have had different paints, different finishes on it. We want to make sure we get primer on there that's going to have a real adhesive effect. Because once you get primer that sticks really well, then you could put latex ceiling paint or any type of, like, solid stain or something like that on top of it. But you got to use a good quality primer. That's really critical. So do the primer first. On top of that, since it's wood, you could use solid stain or you could use exterior paint. I would stick with a flat, though, if you're going to use the paint.
Right, right. Okay. So as long as I prime it well.
You would probably be more tempted to use that than oil-based, but honestly, oil-based works better than anything else. I just repainted my entire house, and I have a cedar house. And we use solid stain, which I'm always promoting on the radio show because it has the most pigment in it. But what I don't mention is that we had to prime this. We primed the entire house. And the last time, you know when the last time was I painted my house?
When?
14 years ago. 14 years because I used oil-based primer back then and solid stain. And I did the same thing all over again because I want to get another 14 years out of it. But that's what you'll get if you do it right.
Okay. I can do that then. Thank you very much.
And good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Don't be afraid. Give us a call. Send us an email. Post your question, whatever it is. We are here to lend a hand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, are your kids complaining they're bored this summer? Well, hold the puzzles and give them something useful to do instead. We've got tips for tackling home improvement with kids coming up.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at the Money Pit. Call us anytime at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
Whatever's on your to-do list, slide it over to ours by calling us at 888 Money Pit or posting it on the Money Pit's Facebook page, which is what Darcy did in Illinois.
That's right. Now, Darcy writes, what direction should the blades turn on a ceiling fan during the warm months and during the cold months? I was always told that the blade should push the air down during the warm months and pull the air up during the cold months.
You know, this is kind of one of those, like, settle a bet kinds of questions, right? I think, first of all, most people don't know that you can use a ceiling fan in both winter and summer because it has a reversible motor. If you kind of look carefully at your ceiling fan, you'll see that there's usually a very subtle little black switch on the side of it, and it's really just two positions, right? Forwards and backwards. And during the winter, you want to set the ceiling fan to turn clockwise to move the rising warm air down into your room, so it sort of pushes that heat down. But when the weather heats up, you set the fan to turn counterclockwise for a cooling breeze. It's going to pull up that cooler air from the floor and move it around the room that way. So it definitely is something that you should do seasonally. And by the way, when you're doing that, you can clean those ceiling fan blades because they get pretty disgusting. We're using a little trick of the trade. You slip a pillowcase over it, because if you slip the pillowcase over it and you hold it tight to both sides of the blade and pull it off, all of that crud and dust, which you will find, trust us, crud and dust on the top of that blade, will stay inside the pillowcase and not get all over everything below it.
All right. Good luck with that, Darcy. Hope you're feeling warmer and cooler and not having a dusty fan. Next up, we've got a post here from Jeannie in Connecticut. Now, Jeannie writes, my sunroom is only 100 square feet, but it needs a new floor. It has a concrete floor now, and I want to step it up. Should I use hardwood or laminate?
Well, you have lots of options, Jeannie, with a now concrete floor, especially a small one like that. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, Leslie, is aside from a flooring product, with a really small floor in a sunroom like that, it would be an awfully fun project to paint like a rug down, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a good amount of space for it, too.
Yeah, you could put down like an epoxy base coat, and then you could paint like a sizzle rug on it or something like that. I know you did a lot of those projects in the years you were doing home improvement shows. But let's talk about your question there, hardwood and laminate. I would definitely not use hardwood, because concrete is going to have a lot of moisture in it, and that can cause that hardwood to swell. You could use laminate. You could also use vinyl, engineered vinyl plank, which is great stuff. It's gorgeous and completely waterproof, or you could use tile. Now, if you use any of the flooring products aside from tile, one thing that you want to put down first is a subfloor. It will make it much more comfortable. And there's a product called DriCore, D-R-I-C-O-R-E, that is perfect for this because it is a wood subfloor, but it sits on top of like a rubber base that has space for any moisture to ventilate and get through it without affecting the floor. So not only is the floor more comfortable to walk on, it's much drier if you put the dry core down first. So great project, Jeannie. Definitely a weekend sized project as well. That's going to give you a lot of years of good use.
All right. Good luck with that, Jeannie. It sounds like fun.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending part of your summer day with us. We hope we're able to get to some of the topics that you wanted to talk about. If you've got questions, though, and couldn't get an answer, pick up the phone and call us 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. If we are not in the studio, we promise we will try to call you back the next time we are. But for now, the show will continue online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. After 3 hours of talking with Democratic leaders about new COVID-19 relief, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says there's still a lot of work to do, but he was confident that today's talks were the most productive yet.
There's clearly a subset of issues where we both agree on very much. We're very interested in extending on enhanced unemployment insurance. We're very interested in schools. We're very interested in jobs.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says staffs will continue meeting throughout the weekend.
We're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion. Now each side knows where they're at, and we are going to work very hard to come to an agreement that meets the needs of the moment.
President Trump's eager for an agreement and is willing to extend the $600 benefit, at least in the short term, but he's balking at other Democrat demands. Time is running out for presumptive Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden to name his vice presidential pick.
Biden initially indicated that he would announce his vice presidential pick by August 1st, but now that announcement is expected the week of August 10th, 1 week before the Democratic National Convention. People with knowledge of the vetting process say it's nearly complete and that Biden will soon begin one-on-one interviews. The leading contenders include Senator Kamala Harris, Congresswoman Karen Bass, and Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The elderly leader of a secretive religious sect has been arrested in South Korea. Authorities there say she's part of an investigation. Allegations of the church hampered antivirus measures after thousands of worshippers were infected earlier this year. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson putting some of the country's next steps out of the lockdown on hold, saying the number of new coronavirus cases on the rise for the first time since May. More at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Protesters against coronavirus restrictions gathered in Berlin today for a demonstration titled The End of the Pandemic, Freedom Day.
A crowd of people whistling and cheering and with few masks in sight marched, holding up homemade placards featuring slogans that included Corona, false alarm, we are being forced to wear a muzzle and natural defense instead of vaccination, some chanted. We're here and we're loud because we're being robbed of our freedom. The protests come amid increased concern about an upturn in infections in Germany. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Oscar-winning filmmaker Alan Parker has died. He was the man behind several key movies like Midnight Express, Evita, Mississippi Burning. All told, Parker's movies have won 10 Oscars and 19 of the British equivalent, the BAFTAs. Parker died in London after a long illness at the age of 76. More at townhall.com. President Trump threatening to take steps to ban the TikTok app after the U.S. in the U.S., that is, because of Chinese ownership and of security concerns.
TikTok is known for its fun and goofy videos, but some lawmakers have raised concerns about possible intelligence and privacy issues because it's owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. President Trump brought it up Friday.
We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things.
And then doubled down that he's going to ban the app with some type of executive order. TikTok denies allegations that it shares user data with the Chinese government, but the company's operations in the U.S. have been under review by the Committee on Foreign Investment. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Birthdays today, former Republican New York Senator Alphonse D'Amato, 83 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your home improvement, decor, remodeling, and reno projects. Whatever you'd like to do to make your home be the best it possibly can be, we are here to help. Help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's episode, which is episode 2019, in other words, Leslie, we've done over 2,000 episodes of The Money Pit. I think
it's
about
amazing.
That and just shake my head every time I see those numbers. But coming up on today's 2019th episode, do you have kids that are old enough to stay home alone? I was thinking about this because just because kids are at the age to stay home alone, that doesn't mean that they are ready to handle a home-related emergency. So we're going to have a little checklist we put together on what they need to know to stay safe just ahead.
And also ahead, in the olden days when you needed to hire a contractor, you would ask friends or flip through something that we all remember, the phone book. Most of the young people are like, what is phone book? I don't understand. But we really had to do a lot of legwork to find somebody. And today, it's super easy to find a home service pro. So we're going to pry open that digital toolbox and share some tips and tricks.
Plus, summer is a season when we put a lot of stress on our electrical systems, so we're going to share three projects that can help make sure your wiring is safe and up for the job.
And we're giving away one of my favorite tools that I use a lot on a lot of different projects. I'm talking about the Arrow GT300 glue gun, and I'm not the only one who likes it. In fact, Popular Mechanics named it the best glue gun in their 2020 Tool Awards, and we've got one to give away this hour to a very lucky DIYer.
Make that you. Pick up the phone, give us a call, join the conversation. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Bruno in Canada wants to talk paint. How can we help you today?
Looking for some suggestions on what I can do with a wall that I have. It's a staircase that leads from the garage to the basement, and the wall that the is part of the garage that is backfilled against. Every time I try to do anything with it, any kind of paint, any kind of finish, it always bubbles.
It's got to be moist. That's what's going on.
Yes. However, it's a cement block wall, and I drilled holes at right across the bottom at every core to see if there's any water, and it's dry. But I agree that it's got to be moisture, but maybe just damp, not actual water.
Yeah, I don't think it's water. What happens is a concrete block is really absorbent, and it'll draw moisture up into it, kind of like a sponge. And if it's going to be damp like that, it's not going to hold paint. Are you using the paints that are designed for block walls?
I've tried this paint that was supposed to be waterproof.
Well, the other issue is that once you put the first coat of paint on, you're kind of cursed, because if that's separating from the block, anything you put above it is going to separate too.
So it's separating from the first coat of paint.
Correct, exactly. If that is not adhering well, then the paint's just going to peel off. So what you really need to do is to strip it down.
Okay, and is there a special product that would seal it much better than any paint? Is there anything else I could use?
Yeah. Is this wall going to be finished in any way, shape, or form?
Well, what it is a cement block wall, and then I plastered parts over it.
When you say plastered, do you mean you physically plastered over the cement block?
To get a texture, a finished texture, rather than just painting the block.
Because if you wanted to really finish it, like in the sense as if it was an interior wall, what you could do is Georgia Pacific makes a product that is like drywall, but it's fiberglass faced. It's called Dens Armor, and it's specifically designed for damp locations. And because it's fiberglass faced drywall, it can't grow mold. So if you really want to do something and make it look completely finished and just get out of this sort of painting nightmare, what you might want to do is attach furring strips to that wall and then attach Dens Armor drywall to it. Then you can finish it like a real wall.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Pat in Arkansas is dealing with a humid house. What's going on there?
Well, I have a new heat pump, and it's not taking out the humidity. Of course, I live in a humid area, but I just wondered, it's supposed to take out the humidity, as I understood.
Well, not really. I mean, air conditioners in general, central air conditioners, which is essentially what a heat pump is, are not designed to be dehumidifiers. They do dehumidify by virtue of the fact that they're cooling the air, but they're not as effective as other forms of dehumidifiers. There's a couple of other ones that you could consider, one of which is called a whole home dehumidifier, and that's built into the HVAC system. It would be built into the duct system, and that can take out about 90 pints of water a day.
Uh-huh.
There's another type of standalone dehumidifier. In fact, I just put one of these in my own house, and I thought it was absolutely terrific. It's by Santa Fe, And it's a small dehumidifier that installs, in my case, I put it in my basement, and actually is suspended from the ceiling in an unfinished part of the basement. And it's only 12 by 12 by 22, and it takes out 70 pints of water a day. And it's really neat. Once I had it up for an hour or so, I went down there, and you could just see this pretty strong stream of water dripping out of it, and all that water used to be in the air, and now it's no longer there. So you need to do some dehumidification, and I think that you'll find that that will do the trick, Pat.
Okay. What is the average humidity supposed to be in a house?
30 to 50%.
Well, yeah, as I say, around 40. So we're in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And if you put a good dehumidifier in, that will be set up to a humidistat, so that you'll always know what the humidity is.
And it'll come on as it's needed.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I thank you so much.
Good luck, Pat. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Guys, we are in August, if you can believe it. So you're running out of summertime projects. So let us help you figure out what those projects are, how you can do them, how you can do them right, or maybe how you can fix a project that maybe didn't quite go the way you planned. Whatever it is, we here at the Money Pit are standing by to lend a hand. And the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the best home service pros in your area. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
And just ahead, can your kids handle a home-related emergency like maybe a broken pipe or a tripped electrical breaker? We'll have tips to help after this.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Need a little break from the news of the day? Join us on the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast for tips, ideas, and inspiration to make your home the best it can be.
From our home to yours, we'll share easy DIY projects you can tackle without ever leaving your home. From simple kitchen and bath spruce-ups to creating comfortable outdoor rooms, painting, decor, and more.
Plus, we'll answer your questions and even provide tips on simple repairs. Subscribe to the Money Pit wherever you get your podcasts or go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find local home improvement pros for any home project, read reviews, and instantly book.
Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, are you ready to take on a project, but maybe you just need a little push, shove, or perhaps a virtual kick in the rear? Well, we are here to help. Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on some fun giveaways. And this hour, we're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun. This is a high-temp glue gun. It's heavy-duty. It's durable for DIY and pro projects. Both Leslie and I have one, and we love it because it heats up fast. It's got a drip-resistant nozzle. It fits in your hand, so it doesn't, like, make your hand ache when you're trying to squeeze out the glue. And the nose is, like, really designed to help you get into hard-to-reach corners, so you're not going to waste a lot of glue or spill it all over you trying to get these projects done. You can use it for school programs, craft projects, home repairs, carpentry. It's worth $49, going out to one caller drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, you got to be in it. Pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home improvement question.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you?
It's an old house. The house is 100 plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. We would like to put an appliance there. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
So, I mean, generally speaking, floor structures are designed to hold a refrigerator. They're not that heavy. If you wanted to beef up the structure in that area, your kitchen already has existing floor joists, so the girder will go perpendicular to those. It's not a true girder in the sense that it wouldn't be supported with its own foundation, but what sometimes many folks will do is they'll put a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns, maybe supported by a very small foundation that might be a 1-foot by 1-foot square pour of concrete, so that you can kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. Sometimes if you have long beams in a house or long floor joists in a house, you'll get kind of a bounce when you walk across the floor, and that can make it feel weak, even though maybe it's not, but it just has more flex in it than you're accustomed to. So putting in the additional beam perpendicular to the floor joists can eliminate that. It's not going to hold up more than that beam, so it doesn't need to be substantially supported. But I think still that you could do a carpenter could do a good clean job and give you that additional support that's going to make you feel comfortable. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay, now if there is a dirt floor, would it be wise to put down a cement foundation?
So you would support it by columns, and the bottom of the column would be supported by concrete, not necessarily a complete floor, but what generally you'll do is dig out maybe a 1-foot by 1-foot square hole, fill that up with concrete, and have the column sit right on top of that. Again, it's not the same kind of foundation that you would use to put a beam up that was holding up the entire house, but what you're really doing here is just sort of taking the bounce out of that floor and giving it a little bit of additional support. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, at some point, every parent faces the decision of deciding whether or not a child is able to stay home alone, right? And as a parent of three, I can tell you every kid is different, so it's really important to make sure they're not going to get hurt. But it's also important to make sure they can handle basic things that could go wrong with your house when you're not home.
Yeah, definitely. So here are a few basic tasks that you might want to make sure they know how to do. For example, does your child know how to find and shut off the water main just in case there's a major leak?
Hey, I can tell you there's a lot of adults that don't know how to find and shut off the main water valve in case of a leak.
No, that is true. I mean, it's crazy. That's why it's so smart to find that all-important valve and tag it. This way you know exactly where it is, but make sure it's good to go and it's easy to turn off because it's the fastest way to stop all that water from coming through your ceiling.
Definitely. So now, next up, you also want to think about whether or not your child can operate a fire extinguisher. It is a pretty basic task, but the key thing to help you remember is the word pass. You pull the pin, aim the nozzle low and toward the base of the fire, then squeeze the lever and sweep it from side to side. Just think about that as pass. Pull the pin, aim the nozzle, squeeze the lever, and sweep from side to side.
Next up, does your child know what to do if, say, the smoke detector goes off? Well, the first thing they need to know is get out. Frankly, it's as simple as that. Get out, call 911. And if you want to update your smoke detectors, make sure you use ones that are interconnected to each other. So if one goes off, they all go off.
And lastly, make sure your kids know what to do if the power goes out. If that is happening more and more frequently in your area as it is in ours, especially in the summer, kids can become pretty nervous and totally freaked out. So some people will be lucky enough to have automatic generators in their home, but if you are not one of those, make sure you talk about the kids, but where the flashlights are, make sure the batteries are fresh. Make sure if you are like using the old junky flashlights that you like inherited from your parents, throw them out and get the new LED ones because they're cheap and they are super, super bright. And the batteries last a super long time. And never, ever, ever let kids light candles when you are not home. There are much better ways and much safer ways to illuminate your space.
All right, Abram in Arizona is on the line looking to run a gas line for a dryer. How can we help you?
I have a home that has an electric outlet for the dryer, but I want to run a gas line to it because I have a gas dryer. I'm in Goodyear, Arizona. So it's not like I desperately need a dryer. I could just set it out and it would dry.
Exactly.
But I would like to run a gas line for the heat versus using electric.
Now, does the house already have gas hooked up to it?
Yes, the hot water heater and the kitchen both have gas.
Okay. So running a gas pipe, you know, is generally a job for a plumber because if you get it wrong, you could cause a serious issue. But essentially, what you're going to need to do is to tap into that existing gas line at the place that it makes the most sense to do that, depending on the layout of the line. You're going to need to obviously have a valve before that so you can do this work, or you can turn the gas off at the meter to do the work. And then you're going to have a valve at the end of it, and then you're going to have a flex gas line that goes from that valve into the dryer itself. So it's not a terribly complicated project to do, but if you've not worked with gas piping before, it's not the kind of job that I would generally recommend be your first do-it-yourself project because of the danger of it, getting it wrong.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Abraham in New Jersey is on the line looking to vent an attic. What's going on there?
Okay. I basically have a regular home. It's a colonial. And the attic is a rough attic with spray foam insulation. There's zero ventilation in the attic, and the second floor has central air. So I would like to know two questions. Would I be saving on air conditioning if I would vent the attic? There's no ceiling fan, nothing, if I would put in either an attic fan or a window exhaust fan. And also, currently the attic has an entrance door, a heavy door, leading to the attic. Would it save me the air conditioning to leave that entrance door open, thereby allowing the hot air to enter the attic and leave with an exhaust fan, or is that something I should not be doing?
So, Abraham, that's a great question. And if you told me that your attic was insulated with fiberglass insulation, as most are typically, we would talk about what kind of ventilation you'll need. But you said your attic was insulated with spray foam. So is the spray foam up on the underside of the roof rafters as well as across the floor? Describe it to me.
Not on the floor. The floor just has regular boards between the second floor and the attic, but there's all the walls and the, you know, and the roof all have spray foam.
So what you have, Abraham, and it's actually the same kind of insulation setup that I have. It's called a conditioned attic. In other words, the attic itself is conditioned, and it does not need ventilation. So, no, you do not need to vent that. It's actually pretty efficient right the way it is. Now, you mentioned that there was a door between those two spaces. If that door tends to get a little warm, or the wall or the ceiling tends to get a little warm, you could add some additional insulation there. In my case, I actually had an older house, so my attic floor slash second floor ceiling already had fiberglass in it. We left that there, but then we spray foamed the underside of the roof rafters and the gable walls. And it's amazing. When we go up in our attic, it's practically the same temperature as the rest of the house. It's just done so well. So you do not need to ventilate an attic that was sprayed with foam because it's not the type of attic that needs to be vented.
Yeah, because when I go up to my attic, it is extremely hot. I never measure with a thermometer how much warmer it is. So that's why I was wondering if that's going to warm up the second floor, requiring me more air conditioning for the second floor. So I was thinking of ventilating the attic to cool off the attic.
I think that if it was done right, you don't need to vent it. How long ago was the spray foam done, and who did it?
It was done locally, and it was within the past within the past year. It's a new home.
Oh, really? Oh, it's brand new within the past year.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if they put enough insulation in there, because the insulation should be keeping that heat on the outside, and the air conditioning, or the internal sort of ambient temperature of the house, should be keeping it pretty comfortable on the inside. I wonder if you have enough insulation there, and I have a suggestion for you that you speak with another spray foam manufacturer, spray foam contractor, aside from the one that did it, and kind of have an opinion as to whether or not there's enough insulation there for your part of the country. I think that will actually make a lot of sense.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us help you get those last-minute summer projects done. I can't believe that it's already August, and we're just going to be, you know, clicking down the time until the kids are back to school. Fingers crossed. We hope everybody's back to school. But, I mean, we're running out of summertime, summer projects. So let us help you get those done now. Give us a call 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, in the olden days, when you had to hire a contractor or a pro of some sort, you'd go ask your friends, you'd flip through the phone book. Today, you don't have to do any of that. You can actually find a home service pro by using your digital toolbox. We're going to share some tips and tricks to help you find the best one next. 888-MONEY-PIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Quikcrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikcrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when we grew up, if you needed to hire a contractor, your choices were to ask a friend or throw yourselves to the wolves by flipping through that phone book.
Yeah, and for you youngins, a phone book was a big fat book with paper in it, and it did not have a search bar. You had to actually look up stuff. Today, though, it is a lot easier to find home service pros thanks to what we call the digitalization of the industry. With us to talk about that is a very digital guy. He's Dan DeClerico, the home expert and smart home strategist for HomeAdvisor.com. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, guys. Great to be here.
Come a long way from those phone books, huh?
I remember sitting on one when I was
right.
A kid.
That's right.
They had lots of purposes.
That's right. It's a different world. Still a lot of word of mouth, you know, in this business, but more and more it's starting to shift, as it has with other services. You know, you don't hail a taxi anymore. You order an Uber or Lyft. You don't walk to the bank to take out money to pay your friend back. You know, you hit them up on Venmo. So that's very much the direction that we see home services moving in at a pretty steady clip.
Yeah, and, you know, that leads to a lot of interesting partnerships, and I think HomeAdvisor is really kind of paving the way with the partnerships you're looking at this year.
Yeah, I mean, we're at a point where we're receiving 25 million service requests a year, just to give a sense of the scale here. So it is driving a lot of interesting partnerships. Nextdoor is one. We know that about 20% of posts to that site have to do with recommendations for home services. So this is a good way to really connect our pros with customers right in their backyards, right in their communities. So we're excited about that partnership. Another really cool, innovative partnership that we have is in the real estate space with Coldwell Banker. Very innovative program where we'll actually front the money for repairs to get the house market ready. And it could be up to $50,000. So we're talking about some, you know, significant work, potentially maybe a cosmetic remodel of the kitchen, you know, painting throughout the house, some strategic staging, that sort of thing. Get the house ready for market, sells for more, and then that money is paid back, you know, at the point of closing, interest-free, you know, no upfront costs to the seller. So it's just a great way to provide more value for our pros. You know, we're giving them a good job while at the same time meeting customers where they are, where they need our home services.
Man, what a great option, because so many folks, you know, they'll ask us, what do we need to do to sell the house? What room should we remodel? And you know, you go through all the work of doing that, and then you move out. But, I mean, with this option, if you guys are fronting the expense for this and taking it at closing at zero interest, man, you really can't go wrong with that. That's really cool.
Yeah, no, we see it as a real win-win. It's, you know, it's in a pilot phase, but we're expecting big things for this type of program.
You know, and I think another thing when it comes to home ownership is sometimes your projects really aren't that large. And, you know, not every contractor wants to jump in because, you know, perhaps the money is not worth it for them. So I think what's going on with what you guys are doing, upfront pricing, is pretty fantastic.
We're very excited about this one as well. This is really, I think, you know, the next big thing. If we go back to that rideshare analogy, you know, knowing exactly how much the trip to the airport is going to cost you, that provides, you know, so much peace of mind. So that's the experience, that's the peace of mind that we're able to deliver with an upfront pricing model. So you can come to Home Advisor, you can look through up to, you know, projects in up to 100 different categories. So, you know, install a light fixture, mount a TV, clear a clogged drain, whatever it may be. You'll see the price for that project, you'll be able to purchase it and actually schedule the appointment with the professional. So it's just a completely seamless experience for the consumer. And for the pro, it's giving them a job. Here, you know, here's a job rather than the chance at one, which is sort of the model that we've always had, you know, lead generation, that sort of thing. Now we're actually giving them a job. So I think it's really going to please our pros as well as homeowners coming to the service.
Yeah, and we're talking about projects like, say, installing a new faucet or adding an outlet or cleaning your gutters. You have about 100 different categories. That website, that section of your website is easy to find. It's homeadvisor.com/go. If you've got a few jobs like that to do around your house, you got to check it out. I mean, I was really fascinated. They had prices for, like, you know, just installing an outlet started at around $90. That's very fair. And if you had to, you know, call two or three electricians to get costs on that, boy, how much work is that? That's just a lot. If you just know the prices and it feels good, you know it's going to get done right. The pro, you check them out on Home Advisor, you reviewed their ratings, you were happy with that. Man, you just get it done and you can move on. So I think that's really exciting stuff, Dan. Thanks so much for spending some time and bringing us up to speed on all these developments. It just gives us more ways to help take care of our houses and takes a lot of the stress away.
Hey, thanks, guys. Always good to be here.
Dan DeClerico is the home expert and smart home strategist for HomeAdvisor.com.
Well, summer is a season when we put a lot of stress on our home's electrical systems. We're going to share three projects that you can do to help make sure that the wiring is up for the job when the money pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement, your home decor, your DIY dilemmas at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor. Hey, whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has the local pros for every home project. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. And while you're tooling around on those home improvement projects, we invite you to also subscribe to us at the Money Pit Podcast. Leslie, I was digging into the charts on the Money Pit Podcast, and I got some news.
Yeah.
We are down to number 35. Ranked 35th in Brazil.
I was going to say.
I'm telling you, we keep trying to get to that market, but it just doesn't want to listen to home improvement. We'll get
there. We're going
to
get there.
Yeah. We're ranking in Norway, Ireland, Denmark, and Japan, though, which is kind of crazy and
cool
at the same time. Yeah. Japan has us ranked 39th of all time. I'm pretty sure they have 40 total. So I don't know how good that is. But no, the best number is this. We are ranked number one in Apple Podcasts for the best home and garden podcast of all time, ranked at the top of the heap. And we could not do that without the amazing audience that we have and the fun we have on this show helping you with those projects. So you can tune into the Money Pit Podcast by subscribing to the podcast wherever you get your pods. And you can call us any time of the day or night with your questions, whether you're hearing us on the radio or by podcast at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Charlotte in Georgia is on the line with an electrical question. How can we help you today?
I just have a breaker box in my house. The house was built in the late 50s. Two switches in one room do not work, and the kitchen sometimes trips a breaker. Do you think it's possible? I don't want to do the rewire the whole house. I just want to pull the wiring through the wall, and I don't want to take off any of the sheetrock.
Well, generally, if there's switches and outlets that are not working, it's not the wiring itself, in as much as it could be the switch or the outlets, or it could be a problem where it's actually connected to the switches or the outlets. And it's obviously impossible for us to diagnose this for you. In answer to your general question, typically you do not have to remove drywall except in rare circumstances. Electricians can almost always find a way to run wire through a wall, and they have tools that are specially designed to do that. They're like long fiberglass rods that the wire kind of gets tied onto the end of, and they can use that to kind of snake it through the walls and pull it up where it needs to go. But I think the bigger question for you is, why is this happening? And is it dangerous? Because if you've got things that are not working, we want to make sure that didn't happen because something shorted out, which could lead to a fire. So I would not advise you to do this yourself, Charlotte. I would advise you to get a professional to help you with it because I'm concerned that you need to get to the bottom of what caused the defect, whether it's just broken switches. It would be unusual for all of these things to break at the same time. I have seen an occasional switch go bad, but almost never an outlet go bad. So if you got two switches and an outlet not working and you check the breakers and the fuses, I think it's time to call a pro. Charlotte, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, summer is the season when we put a lot of stress on our home's electrical systems. So we've got three projects that can help make sure your wiring is up for the job.
That's right. So first, now is a popular time to install new room air conditioners. But before you do that, you want to make sure the circuit you're plugging into can take the additional load.
ACs use a lot of power, and it's not uncommon to need an additional circuit to be able to handle that electricity need. Otherwise, you may find the circuits are tripping every time you maybe vacuum the room or run a hair dryer or turn on just about any other appliance that also needs a good share of that power. The good news, though, is that adding a circuit is not really that difficult, and it's a project an electrician can easily handle inside of just an hour or two.
Next up, guys, in the summer, it's also a time when we need electricity outside a lot more. And if your outlets are not ground fault protected, you're really facing a serious risk of electrical shock. So adding GFCI or ground fault circuit interrupter outlets really is an important way that you can manage this risk. And they work very differently than a regular outlet does. In fact, if a GFCI outlet senses any diversion of a current to that ground source, which could be you, it will instantly turn off and protect you from getting a shock. Now, electricians can easily upgrade your outlets by adding GFCIs as well as AFCI, which is an arc fault circuit interrupter. That really takes that one step further, protecting your home from electrical fires. So that's something you want to make sure that you don't have just outside, but anywhere where you might have a chance of, you know, electricity and water coming in kind of close contact with each other, like a kitchen or a bathroom. So those are really the important places to put those GFCIs, and it can be easily done.
Now, lastly, summer is a vacation season, so whether you're having a staycation or a real vacation, it's also a good time to make sure you have security lighting in place and make sure that your lighting has motion sensors so it comes on when anything crosses its path. 888-666-3974 is our phone number. If you've got a question about a home improvement project, a decor project, whatever's on that to-do list, give us a call right now. We would love to help.
All right, now we're heading out to Kansas where Tom has a question about decking. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we bought a place at the lake, and the deck, it's a wooden deck, and we're going to seal it. What's the best way to seal it and prep the wood for that?
Okay, so is the wood in pretty good structural condition? Is it are there a lot of checks and cracks in it now? Did it have an old finish on it?
I believe it was sealed before, but I believe it's been a while. The flooring of it at the one end, we have a tin roof on the top, but it does drip on it out at the end, and it's not rotted or nothing, but you can see there's a little bit of mold green stuff, you know, from the water.
Okay. Well, you've got to clean it thoroughly, and you've got to remove any loose finish. And if you can wire brush it or sand it just to kind of get the dead wood off the surface of it. Sometimes you get a little degradation at the surface of the wood. That would be helpful as well. And that's really all you got to do to prep it. And at that point, you're going to have to determine what you want to put on it. Now, you say sealing, but I would recommend a stain. Stain, there's two different levels of that. There's semi-transparent and solid color. It's also transparent, but I think semi-transparent or solid color are your options, and I would opt for solid color always because it has more pigment in it and it lasts longer. And if you put the solid color stain on it, that has the effect of sealing and protecting the deck if you use a good quality stain, and it's still going to let the grain show through. So prep it properly, follow the label directions, and then apply a solid color stain. Now, it's not paint. It is stain, but it's called solid color stain. If you have any questions about what it's going to look like, then just start in perhaps on a step or somewhere that's small area where it's not very visible so you can get confidence in it. But I think you'll like the way it'll come out.
Okay. Well, that was my question. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Just ahead, are you thinking about updating a room but you really don't know where to begin? Well, interior designers can help to facilitate your ideas and make your dream home a reality. We'll share some tips to help you find a great one after this.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Need new flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call, post your questions, send us an email, whatever it is. We want to help you get all of your projects done and done right at your Money Pit. Whether you're tackling a project indoors or out, take advantage of these few weeks left of summer and let us help you get those projects done now.
Well, if you're thinking about updating a room but don't know where to begin, interior designers can help facilitate your ideas, making your dream home a reality. But how do you find one that can really understand what you're looking for and bring great ideas to the table? Leslie helps you sort through this process in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. And Leslie, I always think that, you know, when you're working with a designer or a decorator, or even when you're trying to do this on your own, You really don't know what you want, but you know it when you see it. So you can't really describe it, but sometimes when you see it or it's suggested to you and you affirm it, then you know that's it. Like, you know what you like, but it's hard to describe it. And that's what makes it even more difficult to find the right pro to work with, right?
Well, I mean, it's always very challenging. You know, first of all, if you're thinking about, you know, changing a room, updating it, and you're kind of stuck and you don't know where to begin, you should consider hiring an interior designer, because they're going to give you that fresh perspective. They're going to show you sources, things that you didn't know about or things that you couldn't find on your own, and they're going to help you keep costs and keep that project on track and on time. But you have to be prepared as well. So it's sort of, you know, a two-way relationship here. You have to define the goals. You need to know exactly what your project is going to entail. You need to know, does it have anything outside of an interior design service? Does it also need an architect? You know, something like that. If you're just changing the color of the living room, that could be great for a decorator. You've got to know exactly what you're doing, and then you'll know the right pro for that project, whether it's a decorator, an interior designer, or an architect. Now, you have to be inspired in some way, shape, or form. You've got to have a little bit of an understanding of what style you love and what styles you hate. Now, you can easily do this by cutting out pictures from magazines or going off pictures from the internet. You've got to start pulling things. Now, it could be ripping out a page because you liked the color of something, or ripping out a page because you liked the way that space felt or the texture of that rug. There has to be no rhyme or reason. Just rip them out and circle the thing that you liked. And then as you start to go through all of those pages or tear sheets that you've pulled out, you're going to notice a pattern. And maybe it's something you're not going to notice, but an interior designer or decorator is definitely going to recognize what that pattern is and then help you create the space with those elements in mind. Next, you gotta know your budget, and you have to let your designer know your spending limit, and you both have to agree to stick to that, because once you know where that number lies, everybody can work towards that, you know, peacefully, cohesively, and know where to spend and where to save. And you've also got to learn to stay in charge. Now, designers, they're trained professionals. They have keen eyes for details, but you're the only person that knows what you love. You've got to communicate well with each other. If a designer is coming up with suggestions that don't seem to match your taste, you got to say something. Don't sort of feel that you're forced to agree to something like, oh, okay, if you like it, then I like it. You're not going to like it in 5 months when that decorator is gone if you didn't like it in that first instance. So you have to make sure that you make sure you're all on the same page with what you like. Express any strong opinions that you might have, like, I want only things that are made in America, or no, or, you know, only organic materials, or no organic skins, or I need child safety features. Whatever it is, if you've got some things that are very important, outline those as well. And this should really get everybody off on a good foot to create that great space, because it's got to be a working relationship for everybody to be happy.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, decorative window shutters can be a very attractive addition, but they don't do a darn thing to help protect your windows. For that job, you need storm shutters. We'll share tips on these and more on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.